It's time. The wait is over. We are ready to start.
You are now tuned.
We're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Right now.
Get ready for this.
Samsung Galaxy Note 8. Windows Mixed Reality. V30. iPhone 10. This is the latest tech news.
This is Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host, David Cannon.
Hello everyone, it is time for episode 24 of the Friday News Update. Quick apology though, in last week's show at the end, I accidentally said that this week we'd have some news on some new notched phones. That's actually next week's show. I got a bit mixed up there, but we do still have some big news on today's show. So let's get going. It is Friday the 11th of May 2018, and this is the Friday News Update from Tech Chat with David Cannon. And first up this week, Google I.O. took place this week. The keynote where they announced all their big new stuff was on Tuesday. I was watching and it was pretty impressive. They focused on AI this year quite a lot, and some of the stuff they were showing off was just incredible. So let's begin with Google Photos. It will now pop up when you're looking at photos and videos and give you suggestions like adjust the brightness on this photo or share this photo with some person if it recognizes that person in the photo. And it will also ask you if you want to use ColourPop, which will make the background of the photo black and white and the foreground like a building or a person. The main thing in the photo that will be kept in colour. So that is going to be pretty cool. Gmail also has an autocomplete feature now. So when you're writing an email, it will try and finish sentences for you to speed up writing your email. That is going to be really cool. That's going to roll out over the next few weeks. And we also got some new features for the Google Assistant. So it's got 6 new voices now, and it's got some pretty cool new features like continued conversation. So the Google Assistant will keep listening after it answers your first question, so you can ask another question and immediately get an answer without actually having to say OK Google or trigger the Google Assistant, which is going to be really handy. There's also now multiple actions, which lets you ask 2 questions at once. So turn the living room light on and play the podcast Tech Chat with David Cannon's Friday News Update. Hint, hint, something like that. That's also going to be really handy. And later this year, the Google Assistant is going to get Pretty Please, which will thank children for saying please when they ask the Google Assistant a question. So some pretty good new features. They also announced that their smart displays, that Google Assistant smart displays, which are rivals to the Echo Show from Amazon, are going to start being released in July. So look out for those soon. And they also showed off something kind of creepy called Google Duplex. So basically what this is going to do in the future is you can ask the Google Assistant, book a table at so-and-so restaurant, and then it will call up that restaurant, have a conversation with that restaurant to book a table, and then will give you a notification saying it's booked the table. It will just handle the call completely itself without any input from you. And people have been saying that's kind of creepy, but it is coming in the future to the Google Assistant, and I'll update you on that on the show when it actually gets released, because that is going to be some big news. Some updates to Google Lens as well. We now have Style Match, which shows you stuff similar to what you're pointing the camera at, like shows you lamps similar to the lamp you take a picture of. It's going to have smart text selection, so it'll recognise the text you take a picture of and let you select that text, and it will then translate it or show you pictures of what you've selected. And it's soon going to work in real time as well, which is going to be really cool. And it is soon going to be built into the camera app on phones from Nokia, OnePlus, Asus, Motorola, LG, Xiaomi and Sony, and the Google Pixel and Pixel 2. So that is going to be really handy. Currently you need to go into the Google Assistant to access Google Lens, which is kind of a hassle, but it's going to be built into the camera app of many phones very soon. So that's very cool. They also announced a redesigned Google News. So it's got a redesigned home screen, which will first show you 5 stories it thinks you'll be interested in, and then will show you trending stories, more stories it thinks you're interested in, and newscasts, which bring together tweets, videos, news articles into a little square on the newsfeed that you can swipe through. That's very cool. You've also got full coverage now, which shows you lots of news articles and videos and tweets and a Q&A about a certain news story so that you can get lots of information on it. And it's going to have subscribe with Google, which lets you subscribe to free and paid magazines and news sources, which you can then access all over Google, Google News, and on the news sources website. And we also heard about Android P. So Android P is going to get a new gesture-based interface similar to the iPhone X's interface, where you swipe up to access the multitasking screen, then swipe up again to access the app drawer. But the home button will still work for going back to the home screen when you tap it. But that means you no longer get a multitasking button, and you only get a back button in some apps. There's also now app actions, which will pop up on the launcher and in Google Assistant and in Google searches, and will be buttons that let you take actions in certain apps. So say listen to the Friday news update in Pocket Casts, and they announced Slices as well, which are basically cards with information from an app that pop up when you do a search on your phone or something like that. So they'll be coming in Android P. And they also announced some other features based around not using your phone too much, like Shush, which mutes notifications when you put your phone face down on the table, and Wind Down, which makes the screen go black and white at a certain time at night to encourage you to put down your phone. We're also going to get adaptive brightness and adaptive battery as well, which sound really cool, and that is going to be coming out later this year. We still don't know the name, by the way, but if you want to get the beta now, then you can. If you have an Xperia XZ2, a Nokia 7 Plus, an essential phone, and it's available for a few other phones as well. If you want to get the beta, it is available at android.com/beta. We also had some Google Maps announcements, so it's going to get AR navigation soon and stuff like that. And Google announced the JBL Link Bar, which is going to be a sound bar that's also an Android TV box and a smart speaker. So that's really cool. But that is all we've got time for this week. It's been a Google I.O. focused show this week. Thanks for listening, and we will actually have some news on some new notched phones next week. But until then, thanks for listening and goodbye.